Well, no, it started off as a very serious topic. Come on, boys. Settle down. Settle down. You remember that big drama between Gary Lyon and Billy Brownless 5 years ago when Gary Lyon ran off with Billy's wife and actually didn't just run off with his wife, moved in with his children.
That's right.
And they were best mates, right? And they were on the AFL footy show together. It was very orcs, as my daughter would say, very, very orcsy. But anyway, through a podcast, Billy Brownless has now said that he's in a good space. They're not best mates again, but they've almost forgiven. He's almost forgiven, and he has started a relationship again. And I just got me thinking, gee whiz, forgiveness. Could you cop it if your best mate cut your lunch and wide-handed you with your partner?
No.
I just wonder how many people have got that sort of forgiveness in them.
No way. Take the trash out and take yourself out with it. That's what I'd say.
Look, it'd be tough to start off with, but I reckon you'd be dodging a bullet, so you'd be forgiving the person.
Well, yeah, I reckon you're right. It happened to me and I was dodging a massive bullet. In fact, I was dodging a bazooka. But I'm just saying, can you forgive someone if they've done the dirty on you? And I had no idea what sort of calls I'd get. And then we got this.
I'm from work and have my husband tell me he doesn't love me anymore. He wandered out of our marriage. I said, who else is involved? And he said, no one. And I said, that's BS. Mm. You don't leave a perfectly happy marriage. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I followed him one night and found him with his auntie.
Oh, no!
Yes.
Oh!
Her mother was his grandmother and her father was his uncle.
Oh!
And while he was...
Hang on. Sorry, just... You found your husband with his auntie. Now, his auntie was an auntie by marriage.
No.
It was his blood auntie.
Yes.
Was it his father's sister or his mother's sister?
Mother's.
He was having an affair with his mother's sister, his aunt.
Yep.
Holy Jesus. I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I, mate.
when you say you followed him, how did you follow him?
Well, I sort of through a process of elimination thought, oh, he's got to be somewhere, and went to his sister's place. I parked my car down the road and everything and walked back and looked through a window that was hidden behind, sort of in around a tree, to catch him sitting on the couch kissing, and she's running a hand up his leg. And
oh,
he's...
no.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh,
I've never forgotten
Jesus.
The vision. Yes, and then, believe it or not, I had him back and he did it again 7 years later.
The most screwed up thing I've ever heard in my life.
There you go. They're my listeners and I love them all. Thanks to Power Pollen, naturebee.com.au, money back guarantee.
There's a really good photo at the pub at the Yearly Beach Hotel, and it's all about this one guy having a good old chat yarn back in the 70s with the guy who actually stole his woman from him. He actually drove them to the airport. Both of them said, see you later.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he was dodging a bullet too. Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Anyway, I'm dying to hear the stories. Let me know what the feedback is.
Yeah, 13, 27, 10. We'll take your calls in just a second. Thanks to powerpollen.com.au. Jane Dave for breakfast here, Triple M.